Good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this. I'm your host, Darshawn McAway. Thank you guys for tuning in. We want to talk about some things that were going around on the internet, if you will. Of course, this is a relationship topic. So if you don't like relationships, you might as well go now. But anyway, I saw this video on YouTube, and I started to realize that a lot of us, and the us that I'm talking about, a lot of us men, we don't really have a plan when we start talking to women. Here lately, a lot of the women have been talking about they want a guy that is the three sixes, right? 6 feet tall, six-figure income, and a six-pack, along with some other things. And in that, they always preference that they want to be taken care of. My thing is this. When we get into these relationships, why is it that we as men, we don't have a plan? But another thing is, why don't women ask men what the plan is? Because a lot of women talk about they want to submit to a guy, they'll submit to the right guy, or they'll submit to a guy in general if he's worthy or if he's a provider. But the thing is, what happened to the plan, right? I hear a lot of men say, well, that woman has to get on my program. What's your program? Like, what's the program? What's the plan? Now, I'm not trying to come at guys sideways. I'm just really kind of curious. I've never seen another man's plan. Like, what's your program as a man? Because living in today's society, I'm starting to think, how could we as men have a plan anyway when we're kind of like, when someone's over us, in a sense, like you don't own your own land, you don't own your own houses, you're not a top government official, or you don't run a government agency, you don't own the army, the military. So it's like being a man and having a woman and trying to develop a family, like how does your plan or your program come into play? And I've always been kind of curious about that. I'm just really curious to know, how do we as men develop a program that a woman can follow? And how do you be the right guy that a woman will submit to? There was this young lady on the internet said that it was okay to leave the good guy. Now, in her example of the good guy, her husband, she had a baby by him. They got married. He paid for all the bills. She was a housewife. He romanced her. He took her out on dates. He did everything that I guess what women want, but she still was unfulfilled. She was married to him for 10 years and she didn't like the way she was being treated. So she walked away from the good guy. So when you hear a story like that, it goes, well, wait a minute. If this man provided everything for you, what else could you possibly want? And that's why I thought about this whole idea of the plan or the program. Now, see, when I write my books, I usually give a general idea of what the plan or the program is. My plan, my program is develop yourself, get yourself financially figured out, get as much money as you can while you can, and don't spend it so quickly. Keep your bank account separate, but develop a great relationship with your significant other. Now, a lot of men, they will take that advice and they'll run with it. Throughout my tenure of writing books, I have yet to fail. So I'm kind of curious to know, what's your plan as a man? What's your program? I mean, you don't have to tell me, but when a woman decides that she wants to mess with you, what do you tell them? Do you give them your 5-year projection plan? Like, do you squeeze them into the plan? It's kind of a question where it's appropriate to know, but it's also one of those things where it's kind of like, it's really none of your business, because if you don't like my plan, you're not going to continue to move on with me. So these relationships become extremely tricky. I've been in quite a few. Right now I'm starting over, and I don't think that it's really worth the effort to get back out there like it used to be. You know, early 2000s, It was fascinating to, you know, go out on dates. And of course, you'll spend a little money here and there. And you take weekend trips. But in today's time, it doesn't seem worth it. It seems like all the women, and this is me projecting, it seems like all the women are in for a money grab. And I don't feel or think that my money should be taken away from me just because I'm a man. I hate to hear the conversations, and I use hate, and it's a very strong word. I really hate to hear women say, well, you're a man, you're supposed to provide. Okay, I hear you, but the man who is supposed to provide, that man provides for his family, not just for some random woman just because she's a woman and I'm a man. I don't just provide for people just to provide. That makes no sense financially. It makes no sense morally to just go out here and just because I'm a man, I'm gonna provide all the means necessary and give you all my financial resources. So when you take everything out of my bank account, you move on to the next person. Not happening. But it does happen in today's time. It's happening right now as we speak. Somebody is getting screwed over right now. As a matter of fact, there was a young lady on Fresh and Fit podcast that talked about that's exactly what she does, and she felt bad for it. And she told, I guess she put it in her clause that she's not to drain anybody's bank account, because the guy called her back, and he basically begged her for some money back. I think she said she gave it back to him, or at least some of it. But she did say that she felt terrible about it. So kudos to her for having some feelings. Anyway, what's the plan? What's your plan as a man? How do you plan to have a woman in your life? Do you plan to have kids? Can you really have a solid foundation when it comes to making a plan when you have children? In my honest opinion, I would say the answer is no, because life is so sporadic. It's so spontaneous that you can't really predict how your life's going to turn out. You can put the plan in action, but if it doesn't go well, then what? So when women talk about, I will submit to the right man, or I'll submit to a man if he does this, I think they're lying. I think they're lying, because when I look around and I see these houses and I see these cars, I see a financed life for a lot of people. I know, because I've dibbled and dabbled into real estate, that a lot of these homes and a lot of these cars that people have, they're all financed, and you're living on borrowed time. Everybody's using up their credit, trying to use up their credit score. So it's like an average life. So women are going to end up getting with an average man, and a man's going to end up getting with an average woman. All this tens and these dimes, they exist, but they don't exist for you guys. So what do you tell people? How do you point to a person that, hey, this is what your plan should be? Every man's opportunity and their outlook for life is different. You may not want to do some of the things that I do with my, I guess, my finances or the way I live my life. I try to live it as financial free as possible, but not everybody can do that. So what do you tell the young people of today? What do you tell a woman that says, hey, you know, you need to get with a man who has a program. You need to get with a man who has a plan. The plan and the program that people are generally talking about, they're talking about the financial discipline, the plan to have something stashed away, the plan to have an income coming in, and the plan to not spend it all. A person who's consistently making income, they're going to be able to provide. But if you're always spending it, you're not going to have any protection. You're not going to have a foundation. You're going to always be what they call broke. And if you just get a job, which is an acronym for just over broke, that's all you're ever going to have, is just a job. Now, I'm not going to be the type of person to tell you, hey, you should have this and you should do that. You got to figure that out on your own. I figured it out for myself, so I'm wishing the best for you. My name is Darshawn McAway. I'm the host of Wild Podcast. Feel free to go check out the podcast. Check out my YouTube channel, too. We've got some good things going on YouTube. Anyway, we'll see you guys next time. Peace.